The Charcoal Depot was a four-story building that was built separating the supply of the blast furnace from the operation. So today it's no longer standing. As you can see, it's just a big flat pad in front of you, but that's the footprint of it. So you can see it was a very large building. It had arches, and each area inside of it was dedicated to supplying material for the blast furnace. So this is where all the charcoal was kept, the flux, and the ore. There would be a gangplank connecting this building to the door that you see on the blast furnace. So someone with a wheelbarrow would wheel the wheelbarrow up that gangplank. The front of it would actually open on the wheelbarrow, and that way he could dump the material in. It actually was kind of a revolutionary design on the gangplank because it protected the worker from having to look into the hot blast of the furnace, where you have a fire going at about 3,000 degrees. So as far away from that, the better you could be. Later, once the industry moved out of here and Mr. Allaire no longer produced, his son, Hal, was an architect, and he designed this building, or he had drawn out designs to change this building into like a resort building. So he wanted to put wrought iron gates along the windows, very lavish terraces on it, but Hal was an architect who designed many buildings and built none of them. So unfortunately, he wasn't able to do that. We do have some of the original sketches of that, though, if you want to visit our library. And over time, this building has fallen down and into disrepair. So now only a small corner of it remains. But we use the charcoal pad for a number of different events. So hopefully you'll come back and maybe dance on it or see a performance and a play on it.